Coast 93.1. Good morning, Blake and Eva show, minus Eva.
Hi!
We got Zoe and Lily coming in here from Springer's to do the final monotone movie theater. Now, we know jewelry is always a good Valentine's gift.
Heck yeah.
A card. I think we talked about that at some point this week, how the majority of women say a card is the number thing they want this year. Or dinner. You can always score with dinner if you cook a nice dinner at home. Flowers are always good. Here's a list of what women don't want. Mm. Anyone want to add to it? Based on experience? Okay. 79COAST, 792-6278.
Can I guess? Is it number one or is it just a list?
I think it's just a list.
Appliance.
No, these are like cheesy gifts. Like think Valentine's gifts.
Edible underwear.
Not the first thing that came to mind, but interesting that it was for you.
Mm.
Did you ever actually get that as a gift?
No, I bought it for myself. But I ate it on the way home.
Okay.
Never mind.
Wait a minute. You bought it for yourself and you ate it before you could give it to yourself?
Actually, I bought two pairs and I ate one. They had little bikini strings on the side that were red licorice. I couldn't help myself.
When was this?
It was
last year.
It was a long time.
Is edible underwear on your food elimination diet?
No. Oh my God.
They didn't test for that? See if you can eat the edible underwear. Good morning. Who's this?
Samantha.
I'm guessing this is from experience. What do you not want for Valentine's?
A stuffed animal.
Now, okay.
What am I going to do with it?
Now, you know what's funny about that is that that made it on the list, but it was a little more specific. They say a giant one.
Oh yeah.
Women don't want a giant one, but yep. you don't want any, not even a cute little teddy bear.
I usually just end up giving them to my kids.
Right, that's true. What if your guy, you're with a guy?
Yeah.
What if he went to Build-A-Bear at the mall and like made a custom bear? All the women in the room are shaking their heads. I thought that was cute.
Okay, you know what? That's a lot of money to be spending on something you can spend on jewelry.
But practicality is not what it's about. Isn't that cute if it's like a custom bear that fits your personality? No, it's not.
No.
Okay.
Still no.
Okay, well, good thing I'm not dating women and trying to figure out what they want for Valentine's Day. All right, thanks for calling, sweetie. Have a good day.
You too.
And the thing about the giant stuffed animals.
Well, what are you going to do? It takes up a chair in the bedroom.
Yeah, and it's like now you got a giant, creepy, teal bear looking at you whenever you're trying to do it. Mm. You know?
Like, I don't think it lasts that long.
Better go cover Mr. Bear's eyes.